AB, what's up? How are you?
I'm great. Y'all doing all right?
How much of a surprise was that, Bama, Florida?
It was pretty surprising, especially after the first half where Bama was just doing whatever they wanted. I mean, you got to credit Florida. They came back. I'm with Brent. It would have been nice if Bama could have won by 15.5 or more. I would have appreciated that. But, no, you got to credit Florida. That was a good comeback. They lost the game, but that was a tough game.
It was. And here's the thing about Alabama that kind of concerns me, because Nick Saban seems to always have that foot-on-neck move. It was 21-3. And they didn't put the foot on the neck. Yeah. They let them back in the game. And so moving forward, that might be a little haze tinge of a concern. But, I mean, that's an unbelievably good football team for sure. But they did give up 240 yards rushing.
That they did. It was a wild game. It was.
All right. What about the guy with the $25 16-team parlay that came down to Detroit beating Green Bay for $727,000? I'll bet that dude was drinking heavily at halftime when Detroit had that 3-point lead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so first off, imagine that's you. Like, do you even go to work that day? Like, do you talk to anyone? Do you sit in a dark room? Like, I don't even know how I'd go about that day watching the game. And then the Lions come out and just start winning immediately. That guy had to be sweating bullets that entire night. It was just madness, man. I can't imagine.
So Mr. Babs was talking about this. He's like, you know what I would do? I would go hedge that bet, take out a loan, go put, like, you know, 200 grand on opposite.
On
so
Green
that
Bay.
If your parlay, yeah, on Green Bay. So if your parlay doesn't hit, you're still winning money. Like, you're covered. And I'm like, yeah. And then it ends in a tie, right?
Right. Yeah.
So here, all right. So you're right. I mean, you know, that's what you want to do. But you have to find a way in 24 hours to become $224,000 liquid, right? Like, you have got to find some cash quick. So, yeah, I mean, statistically, yes, that is absolutely the play. That is tough money to get a hold of in one day.
That's a good point.
Here's the other thing. I heard that.
Not just floating around.
I heard that he used, like, the sign-up free bet thing to make that parlay thing, and that he couldn't hedge it, that he had to roll with Detroit. But
yeah,
rolling
he
with
couldn't
Detroit
catch it out.
Rolling with Detroit is part of why that thing got up to $727,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It first, let's give the guy credit, or girl, whoever it was, the better. They hit 15 money lines in a row NFL when nobody's winning right now, right? Like, that was amazing in itself. But, yeah, it was a free bet, so they couldn't cash out. So either you do what Don was talking about, you go get a ton of money and you hedge on the other side, or you just roll with it. And, yeah, that was that had to be a crazy day. I'm surprised BetMGM didn't do more to promote it. I would have definitely given away some kind of something, you know what I mean, to bring attention to it, because that's good PR.
Yeah. Alan Bell with us. Alan Bell presented by Genesis Auto Brokers. Hate the hassle of traditional dealerships. Start the easiest car buying experience at GenesisAutoBrokers.com.
He's also on the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline. AB, before we get into some games, how much did Penn State's win over Auburn help their playoff chances? They have wins at Wisconsin and now that home win against Auburn.
Oh, that was huge, right? So to start the year, they were 80-1 to win the title. Before that game against Auburn, they were 40-1. After the game, 22-1, which sounds like a lot. That's the fifth best. They're sitting right now the fifth best odds to win the national championship. So that was a massive, massive win for James Franklin and Penn State. They're having a heck of a year so far. A ton of credit to them.
Yeah, it is a massive win, especially if you didn't take the points or anything. But outside of that, Alan Bell, what do you think about this Notre Dame-Wisconsin game? Notre Dame has not been one to – for me to cover, what do you think going forward with Notre Dame?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's arguably the best, you know, game that's on the board this weekend. Look, Sports Line, we got a final score of Notre Dame winning 19-18. It's going to be pretty low scoring. It's going to be a pretty typical Big Ten type game. You look at Notre Dame; they're 12-5 against the spread on short rest. But Wisconsin 5-1 against the spread in non conference games. So you really have, you know, two teams that kind of show up, you know, in these games, not necessarily, you know, always covering the spread, at least on Notre Dame's side, but this is going to be a battle, and it's going to be a tight one. So if you've got 5.5 on Wisconsin's side as the favorite, Notre Dame with those points, probably a pretty good play.
Alan Bell with us from sportsline.com. Texas A&M, one of the best defenses in the country. Arkansas without a couple of offensive linemen. A&M by 5.5 on the road. Sam Pittman doing a great job at Arkansas. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, Pittman is. I mean, Arkansas's bought in completely to what he's doing. Look, we Sportsline, we got a final score 22-21 in favor of Arkansas here, getting the upset. Look, Arkansas, think about this. Their last eight games against teams with winning records, lost all of them, straight up. They haven't beaten a team with a winning record in eight straight. But this is an opportunity for them to do it. The tough part is, you look at Texas A&M, they're 7-3 against the spread after two or more straight-up wins. So this team kind of builds itself up as it goes. It's going to be a heck of a game, just an old-school Southwest Conference-style game. Probably pretty low-scoring as well. Another, you know, really good underplay here.
Got low-scoring games going on. I guess conference play is starting to settle in. Guys are settling in. South Carolina, I don't know who that is, but South Carolina, maybe Carolina plays or cooks for the South Carolina team.
Carolina was the little girl in Poltergeist.
I'm not talking that.
So, you got South Carolina and Kentucky. What'd you think about that one, Alan Bell? Will Kentucky finally live up to all the talent they got?
Yeah, you got Kentucky at 5.5 favorite on the road against South Carolina. Sportsline, we got a final score, Kentucky 27-18. Look, I think you're catching Kentucky in an excellent position here. Last week, they had a little trouble with UTC, but, you know, you're catching it to where they got the win. They've got their, you know, kind of hangover game out of the way, and they're going to be super focused on this game, and especially against a team like South Carolina that can and usually does shoot itself in the foot. I think that you're going to catch Kentucky in an excellent spot here. So 5.5, a ton of value. Kentucky probably wins this game by 10, 11 points.
Ooh, I hit.
Texas Tech at Texas. Texas favored by 8.
Yeah, this is a fascinating game, right? Because
mark, by the way.
Yeah, no, that spread honestly is all over the board.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, it is, because you look at Texas, they're the better team, but they can't stop the run. And Texas Tech is going to run the ball. They're going to move it on Texas. We got a final score, 37-31, Texas winning that game. But you look at historicals here, this is not a good spot for Texas Tech. They're 3-7 their last 10 against the spread on the road. They're 4-12 their last 16 against the spread on short rest. This is just not a good favorable matchup here. 8 is a weird number. You kind of find yourself in between a touchdown and a touchdown and a field goal. So it's, you know, you'll see a lot of people play that number specifically for Texas Tech, but Texas wins this game. You might want to look at maybe Texas in the first half. You could probably find some good value there.
There you go, Alan Bell. Sportsline.com is the website. And AB, before we continue, that's where everybody can get all of this information that you're throwing out there.
Yep, absolutely. You get all the statistical nuggets, how these teams are faring the last 3 games, 7 games, 10 games, you name it. We've got projected scores. We grade each bet as well. So, yeah, anything you need, we got you covered.
Slay, is there a game you're paying attention to?
You know what? I come off the weekend, man, and I'm looking at what the Vols did. 56-0. Like, yeah, I don't know who's playing on in a squad scrimmage or something. But, yeah, outside of that, Alan Bell, Tennessee-Florida, the game that everybody's waiting on, Tennessee going to the Swamp, I believe – I ain't going to tell you what I believe. I just want to hear what you believe.
Yeah. That was a nice play. Look, this is going to be a tough game for Tennessee. Florida is just a much better team. They're much better offensively. And they've got a reason to play a little bit of aggressive after last week. Look, Florida's 20-point favorite. I think if you're going to play anything Tennessee-wise, play the first half, you might find Florida a little bit of a hangover after that Alabama game. And Tennessee has started off games actually pretty nicely. If you look at Tennessee and Florida and their points scored in the first half of games, it's almost identical. So if you can catch Tennessee plus 10 or 11 in the first half, I think you can find some great value there. The problem in the full game is this. Dan Mullen at Florida is 80% against the spread after an SEC loss. The man comes back with a vengeance. And I worry about this second half, because once Florida kind of puts that foot, you know, on the gas pedal, they're not going to let up, and they're going to want to take a little bit of frustration out. So if you're looking for anything Tennessee, first half might be your play here.
Do you accept that information?
You know what, Alan? I'm going to go back and analyze that for a minute and try to take my fandom out of it. But you hurt me with the Pittsburgh. You hurt somebody else talk to Alan.
At Alan Bell 24/7. If you have a question about a game that we don't get to, let's go ahead and hit it. Indianapolis at Tennessee in the NFL. Titans a 5-point favorite coming off that win Sunday.
I love everything about this game for the Titans, honestly. You look at 5 points, this number is going to go way up, especially if Carson Wentz doesn't play. And I don't know how anybody goes about spraining two ankles I've never seen, besides someone falling off a roof. I don't know how you go about doing that. So he's banged up. Their O-line's banged up. Now, I understand that the Titans' offensive line is banged up too, but look, I actually think it's going to play in their favor here because this is an offense that we haven't even seen really open up yet, right? We haven't seen Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, and Ryan Tannehill really all on the same page. So even if they have to use kind of a quick strike offense, I think it's going to build some confidence there. And think about this. There is no team that the Titans nor its fan base would love to get everything corrected after a big win in Seattle than against this team at home and run the score up. So I love the Titans minus 5. I also love the Titans team total over 26.5. I think the Titans get into the 30s, and I think they handle their business somewhat easily against this Colts team.
Now, let me ask you this real quick, Alan.
This one we thought we didn't like you. You come storming back. Yeah.
Now I love him. I love him. Y'all cleared away when he walks through. I'm throwing rose petals down for my guy to come through. Alan, do you think that the Colts will be able to score, though, on that over-under? Looking, sitting kind of high right now.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was going through some numbers, and I found a trend here that I don't think anybody else in the country has found out about yet, okay? So we have had 8 divisional games so far in the NFL, okay? 8 of them.
Yep.
When the home team covers, the over is 4-1. When the road team covers, the under is 3-0. And it played again for us last night with Green Bay against Detroit. If you think the Titans are going to cover, take the over. If you think the Colts are going to cover, take the under.
Man, talk that talk, Alan, man. That's how you bounce back and redeem yourself, man.
There we go.
That's the research.
That's all we're trying to do, baby.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No emotion. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, no emotion involved.
No, Kai ain't got no rules. We cool. Don't need no rules.
Oh, man. Thank you, AB. Appreciate it. At Alan Bell 24/7 on Twitter if you have a question that we didn't get to about a game that we didn't get to. Thank you, man.
Appreciate y'all.
There he is, Alan Bell.
I'm parlaying it right now.
Sportsline.com. Better get it quick because people listen.
People listen. Yep. So listen. People listen, so I listen.
You already make the bet? While we were sitting here?
I'm about to press place bet.
What
I'm trying to decide right now is because I hit last night. I'm trying to decide, do you parlay this and take the over separately and the Titans covering separately? That's where I'm stuck at.
You know I don't parlay.
Yeah, you never parlay. Mm-mm. And you keep winning.
Well, I had to chase some money last night. I wasn't even going to bet that damn game.
Guess who parlayed and won last night?
Your boy.
Bingo.
There you go. All right, that was Alan Bell presented by Genesis Auto Brokers. Hate the hassle of traditional dealerships. Start the easiest car buying experience at genesisautobrokers.com. That's our guy, AB.